What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to the bad news from Lions Camp early, I will read a couple of texts regarding the offense. We are asking people out there what the confidence level is in the offense to be able to live up to what we've seen over the last couple of years, which is a well-oiled machine, one of the best, if not the best, offense in the National Football League. They've got new coordinator, new offensive line in the interior. One of those players is a rookie. So I can understand why people might have their confidence a little bit shaken. We do the scale 1 to 12. For me, it's a 9. For Kang, it's somewhere between 8 and 8.5. And so far, the early returns from the people is a little more concerned than that. And I understand. Just state your case. You're allowed to state your case. No judgment zone here. We're all good. It's a safe zone. 248-539-9797. Gator, our offensive line is absolutely my number one concern. My success hinges on it. Our success hinges on it. It's not like Ben Johnson left the building with his playbook. We probably have enough plays from the Dallas game to run the rest of the season, Greg and Plymouth. The playbook is the playbook, and it's Dan Campbell's playbook, and of course you add to that. Dan Campbell started this whole thing. Remember, he took over for Anthony Lynn, who was the original offensive coordinator back in that first season. And halfway through the season, he said, things aren't working well enough. I'm going to take over. And when he took over, things started to change, and they started to change for the better. John Morton was part of that staff early on. And then obviously Ben Johnson got promoted. And then the second year comes around, and now it's Ben Johnson running Dan Campbell's offense. And the rest is history of how well it worked over the next 2.5 seasons. Now here we are. In this season, getting ready to start and turning things over to another offensive coordinator. But again, it's John Morton who was here earlier. I'm not terribly concerned with the playbook. It's the personnel that I have some concerns with. And the concerns aren't that they're going to be bad. It's just that I think it's going to take some time before they're good. That's the problem that I have. And it's not even a problem. It's just, like I said, it's just a concern at this point. I'm opposite of you, Gator. I'm comfortable with the O-line and the depth, though limited that they have there. I'm terrified of the loss of Ben Johnson. Can't replace that genius overnight. Hope I'm wrong, but Chicago scares me. Well, Chicago can scare you for a number of reasons. I think the Bears have a lot of talent on that team, and now that Caleb Williams, the quarterback, has a full season under his belt, He knows what it's going to take, how much better he's got to get, and what areas he has to get better at. And because they're bringing in the offensive guru of Ben Johnson, you would imagine there's a respect level there, and they can be formidable. I don't discount that. I think the Bears can be very formidable. But I think it's going to take some time, and I think that works to the Lions' benefit. As far as you can't replace that genius overnight, I think they can. I think they can. And they've shown that because that genius learned from the tree of Dan Campbell, which is what John Morton's coming from, too. So I'm not saying it's going to be perfect from day one, because I don't think it's going to be perfect from day one. That's what my concern is. It's the offensive line. It's not necessarily who's calling the plays. Though I'll admit that that's a slight concern that I have. I mean, I don't have the full confidence because I don't know. I haven't seen John Morton call plays. But I imagine by midseason, we're going to see a really, really good offensive team. Hopefully it happens well before midseason. Maybe they can just lean on the running game. They have these road graders out there, open up the holes. And then you got, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery running for massive totals every game. This running game is no joke that the Lions have. And that's a lot of fun to watch. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Now, some of the bad news that we've got, and this is a concern, and that is when you look at the PUP list that came out, the physically unable to perform list, is one thing. But when you see, because those players can come off that list at any time, but there's a different list that also comes out, and that is the reserve pup list. And that means that players will be out for at least the first four games. And a player who's on that list is Levi Enzerike. And that's a bit of a surprise. People didn't see that coming. We don't know what the reason is, if there was some sort of injury that occurred in the offseason. I guess we kind of led to believe that, but we don't know. We have no idea what's going on there, and hopefully it's nothing serious. But this is a guy that they were counting on. You know, should they bring him back or not? They did. They signed into a one-year deal at $4 million. Seemed like it was a pretty reasonable one-year deal for the defensive tackle that they have a lot of hope for, a lot of confidence in, way more than I do. But that's okay. This is their thing. This was a player that Brad Holmes absolutely loved coming out of the draft. That Brad Holmes had to be held back from moving up in the draft to take Levi Enzerike, that he was thinking about moving back into the first round to take him a few years ago. Did not, got talked out of it. Wanted to move up in a second round, got talked out of it. And then there he was for them to take in the second round, and they drafted him. And unfortunately for Levi Enzerike, it's been tough for him to stay on the field and stay healthy. He had back issues, had some other issues physically, and but does show promise to the point where last year at this time, I mean, Dan Campbell, Kang, remember what Dan Campbell and company were saying last year at this time about Levi Enzerike, that this was a guy who was really going to be a disruptor, and they really had high hopes for him, big confidence in.
They've loved Levi since the day they laid eyes on him. And the issue is obviously the injuries. And it's like fool me once, you know, fool me twice type of thing. This is like, I feel like this is like fool me eight times with Levi. Right. And I may be overreacting, but the frustration is real with me and him. And, you know, I'm hoping health-wise, everything, he's okay. But as far as just living his life as a man, but if he can't be healthy enough to play football, because this is a physical sport that people walk away from early now, right?
Yes.
I'm not sure he can handle it. You know, I think this is something that, but my issue is the Lions knew this before they signed him to this one-year deal. Now, it's a one-year deal, so they didn't lock him up long-term or anything, but they had enough confidence, 1 year, $4 million, to think, hey, he can help us. And guess what? He's not going to help them for the first 4 weeks at least. And I feel like this is a broken record.
Yeah, and this is where we get into the defensive line part, the discussion of the show, because you already have Aleem McNeil, who's out presumably till like middle of the season. Now you've got Levi Enzerike, another defensive tackle, who can play. He's got the versatility to play outside as well, but he's out for the first four games at least. Josh Pascal, another guy who can play inside and outside, he's also banged up. You've got a defensive end, Marcus Davenport, who has yet to stay healthy, which is unfortunate for him because he's got all the talent. He just can't stay healthy. Tyleik Williams is going into camp a little bit banged up as well. That's the defensive tackle that they drafted. Mekhi Wingo is another one who's on the pup list. The pup list that he can come off at any time, but he's on it right now. There's a lot of question marks about this defensive line, and on top of that, there's Aiden Hutchinson, who I feel confident he's going to be just fine, but he is coming off a broken leg, a very gruesome injury that we all saw in Dallas last year. But all signs point to him being just fine. But that defensive line is significantly compromised right now with injuries to this team. And, you know, the way they could have added to this defensive line more so in the offseason than they haven't. I wonder if they will right now. Will they try to fortify it some more? Like, we keep talking about Za'Darius Smith as bring him back as a defensive end pass rusher type. They did add Roy Lopez. He's a big body to play in the middle. Broderick Martin, a lot's going to be expected of him, I think, from a fan standpoint. I would assume from the Lions standpoint too, but this is a guy they drafted a couple years ago that really hasn't seen the field. Another big body that should be able to plug up the middle and help stop the run. But that's a lot of guys that there's a lot of questions about when it comes to the defensive line.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, You can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said yesterday, I really like the secondary, what the Lions have. I think they've got a ton of depth, specifically at cornerback. And the fact that they have two of the top 10 safeties in the National Football League, I mean, that's pretty good. Love that. So maybe this team's ready to defend the pass, but if they don't get any push on the quarterback, you're asking a lot of that defensive backfield to be able to cover all those guys. They need guys to stay healthy. Number one, first and foremost, is Aiden Hutchinson. But they're going to need other players to stay healthy too, because they're already compromised from a health standpoint on that defensive line, and specifically right in the middle of that defensive line. McNeil, Onyeka, Wingo, Tyreek Williams, all questionable or out of practice right now. You've got a veteran in DJ Reader, where you hang another year on a player, as we say. You never really know what you're getting as they get older. I like DJ Reader a lot. I hope he can stay healthy and stay on the field, because that guy's a difference maker. And I think it matters. It's a lot like when the Lions had Snacks Harrison. What a difference maker he was when he was on the field in the run game, to stop the run game. My God, that was a major difference. Teams averaged like almost 2 yards less per carry when he was out on the field. So, you know, DJ Reader is that guy for the Detroit Lions. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Where are your concern levels for the offensive and defensive line? We got the news last night. Tate Ratledge, second-round pick. He's signed, sealed, delivered. Going to be at training camp. That's good news. Don't know where he's going to start. Looks like going to get plenty of reps at center. And then they have two guards with Glasgow and Mahogany. A little bit different look on that offensive line. Different offensive coordinator. How's your confidence with the offensive line? And the defensive line, I mean, it's just another day, another story. Levi Onyeka, not going to be on this team for the first 4 weeks of the season, at least, as he's on the PUP reserve list. That's the physically unable to perform reserve list. Has to miss the first four games of the season because he's on that reserve list. Different than the normal PUP list. So a lot to think about, a lot to chew on with this team. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.